Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dehaesu. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Fulgham. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Fulgham. And now, play ball. Iván Dehaesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehaesu hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Dehaesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foote moves to second. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mumphrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0-for-1 in the game. De Jesu hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez catches it and steps on first to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Fulghum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulghum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fulghum moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fulghum scores. Templeton moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from foot and he is safe. Brock steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive off the glove of Templeton, and into shallow left field. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foote reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard is walked intentionally. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Fulghum covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Mumphrey moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Mumphrey moves to third. Reitz moves to second. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulgham strikes out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Brock reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McLaughlin, and towards DeJesus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons is walked intentionally. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros juggles the ball. That's an error on Ontiveros. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLaughlin. Reitz moves to second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0-for-2 in the game. Fulgham takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Templeton strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Barry Foote. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Delone steals second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard bunts towards the mound. Fulgham juggles the ball. That's an error on Fulgham. Delone scores. Dillard moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard scores. DeJesus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Will McEnany now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Scott Thompson. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Vale reaches second base with a double. DeJesus scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vale moves to third. Two outs. Mark Little now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Tim Blackwell now catching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blackwell moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard hits a line drive. Brock throws the ball into Wrights, who tags Dillard trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blackwell scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wrights is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Dane Eorg pinch hits for Mark Little. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJesu strikes out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Templeton reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Templeton scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.